Returning now to our earlier story about raids on the emails of Labor staffers, the Minister for Communications, Mitch Fifield, says Stephen Conroy, Senator Stephen Conroy, has got the wrong end of the stick. And Senator Fifield joins me in the Canberra studio. Good morning.
Morning, Michael.
Wrong end of the stick? How so?
Well, look, absolutely. I couldn't believe my ears when I was listening to early AM this morning. Everything that Stephen Conroy said was wrong. Stephen Conroy said that the NBN is behind schedule and over budget. It's not. NBN's results for the financial year released last week demonstrated that NBN is now available to 3 million households, that there are 1.1 million Australians who have connected. It's available to a quarter of the population. It'll be completed by 2020. That's 6 to 8 years sooner than would be the case under Labor. $30 billion less cost. NBN was a failed project under Stephen Conroy. Contractors had downed tools in four states and only 51,000 people had actually hooked up to the NBN. So Stephen Conroy was completely wrong.
Why are they still so sensitive then about these leaks? Because clearly the AFP investigation is ongoing. The raids are continuing.
Look, I think Stephen Conroy is just incredibly embarrassed about the contrast between the NBN under Malcolm Turnbull as Communications Minister and me with his performance as Communications Minister. Stephen Conroy is essentially saying that the Australian Federal Police don't have integrity, that the Australian Federal Police are not operating independently. The facts are that there were allegedly documents that were commercial in confidence that had been stolen from NBN. NBN is perfectly within its rights to call the Federal Police to investigate this matter. Stephen Conroy has actually called for the Federal Police investigation to cease and desist. Now, that is extraordinary. A Member of Parliament, the Deputy Leader of the Opposition in the Senate, seeking to intervene in a Federal Police investigation. He wants them to stop going about their duty. Our view is that the Federal Police are independent and they should be left alone to do their job.
Well, one of the criticisms he points to is that the NBN is not a common public authority and doesn't have the same sort of rights of rights that Commonwealth public authorities have, and he says that NBN has asked for the similar sort of rights as part of this investigation. Is that correct?
Well, it's not for members of Parliament to determine what the jurisdiction of the Australian Federal Police is. The Australian Federal Police determine what is and what is not within their jurisdiction. The Australian Federal Police have accepted this investigation. They are undertaking it. But the really curious question, and one that people might want to pose to Senator Conroy, is why is he so sensitive about the Federal Police going about their independent obligations?
Well, he says it's a question of legality. I mean, I think in the interview he said these raids are illegal.
Well,
does he have a case? I mean, clearly the NBN Co. is not a Commonwealth public authority.
I think it's bizarre for a Member of Parliament to say that they should have the right to determine what is and what is not within the AFP's jurisdiction. The AFP are best placed to know what is appropriate for them to investigate and what is not. I have complete confidence in the AFP, and I think it's outrageous that Stephen Conroy is continuing what he was doing in May, which is to seek to besmirch the reputation of the AFP.
Well, he says he's protecting whistleblowers. He says it's his duty to to hold the government to account. All of that is true.
Look, this is not an inquiry and investigation into whistleblowers. Whistleblowers are people.
Well, that's clearly why he's asked for parliamentary privilege.
Whistleblowers are people who seek to put information in the public domain, in the public interest, in relation to issues of safety, malfeasance, financial misadministration. This is a case where NBN is alleging that there is theft of material which is commercial in confidence, and I think any organisation is within its rights to call in the appropriate authorities when they believe material has been stolen.
So the raids will continue?
Well, I don't know, because AFP has complete independence of the government. So I don't know if the AFP is or is not conducting any operational activity today. That's entirely a matter for the AFP. But the good news for your listeners, Michael, is that the NBN is on track. It's on budget. They're going to get it. The Australian people are going to get it much sooner than would be the case under Labor. We have a good institution in the AFP. It's independent, and that independence should be respected.
Okay. Fifield, we'll leave it there.
Thanks.
Senator Mitch Fifield, Communications Minister.